This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. In the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India has banned the entry of Pakistani ships at Indian ports. It has also prohibited Indian ships from visiting Pakistani ports. Directorate General of Shipping in a statement said that any ship bearing the flag of Pakistan shall not be allowed to visit any Indian port. It also said that Indian flag ships will also not visit any ports of Pakistan. The DG has said that the restrictions have been put in place with immediate effect until further order. The decision has been taken to ensure safety of Indian assets, cargo and connected infrastructure in public interest and for the interest of Indian shipping. It added that any exemption or dispensation from this order shall be examined and decided on case-to-case basis. Earlier, India also banned direct or indirect import of all goods from Pakistan with immediate effect. Directorate General of Foreign Trade said in a notification that direct or indirect import or transit of all goods originating in or exported from Pakistan shall be prohibited with immediate effect. It said this restriction is imposed in the interest of national security and public policy. Any exception to this prohibition will require approval of the government. India has also suspended all postal services to and from Pakistan. India has announced a defence credit line of $200 million in Indian rupees to support the modernisation of Angola's armed forces. The announcement came following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Angola João Manuel González Lourenço in New Delhi. After the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed that terrorism remains a serious threat to humanity and expressed gratitude for Angola's condolences following the recent terror attack in Pahalgam. In a joint press statement, PM Modi emphasized India's commitment to taking firm and decisive action against terrorists and their supporters and thanked Angola for its solidarity in combating cross-border terrorism.
पहलगाम में हुए आतंकी हमले में मारे गए लोगों के प्रति राष्ट्रपति लोरेंसो और अंगोला की संवेदनाओं के लिए मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त किया। We are committed to take firm and decisive action against terrorists and those who support them. We thank Angola for their support in our fight against cross-border terrorism.
Prime Minister Modi also extended his best wishes to Angola for its presidency of the African Union. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is committed to mutually beneficial and sustainable partnership with all African countries. President Murmu met President of Angola, João Manuel González Lourenço, at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted the banquet in his honour. The President said India shares a special friendship with African countries, including Angola. She appreciated the important role played by Angola in promoting peace, security and stability in Africa. President Murmu also said terrorism continues to be a scourge facing humanity and it should be unequivocally condemned in all its forms and manifestations. She appreciated President Lourenço's strong expression of sympathy and support in the wake of the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2025, today across over 5,000 centres in the country and 13 cities abroad. NTA, in a statement, said that all preparations and logistical arrangements for organising a safe and secure examination have been made. Over 22.7 lakh candidates are registered for the examination, which will take place from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. In Vietnam, over 1 lakh devotees paid homage to the sacred relics of Lord Buddha at Than Tham Pagoda. The relics were brought from India by an official delegation led by Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Andhra Pradesh Minister Kandula Durgesh, accompanied by senior monks and officials. The holy relics will remain in Vietnam until the 21st of this month, as part of the United Nations Day of Vesak celebrations. In IPL cricket, host Royal Challengers Bengaluru narrowly defeated Chennai Super Kings by 2 runs at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. CSK won the toss and opted to bowl first. Batting first, RCB posted a huge total of 213 for 5 in 20 overs and chasing the target, CSK finished with 211 for 5 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.